This is 5x5, a podcast from the Frontier Master Executive Council. 5x5, the podcast for the ALPA pilots of Frontier Airlines. We hear you loud and clear.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of 5x5. I'm your host, Jason DeVerney, and today we're sitting down with Jeff Larson, the Strategic Planning and Strike Preparedness Committee Chair, which you may know as SPSC. And additionally on the line with us today is Chelsea Kennedy, who is the Chair of Communications. So, Jeff, to start things off, can you introduce yourself? Let us know what strategic planning and strike preparedness is, and your background at the airline and your experience leading up to you taking this role.
Thanks, Jason. I've been at Frontier for 20 years as of last month. I've been involved with ALPA for about the last 6 years, seven maybe. Started off with Pro Standards just before we transitioned into ALPA. Did that for a couple of years and then went in as an interim Secretary Treasurer for LEC 167, and then got voted into Captain Rep for 167. I served my term out there and then got asked to be the chairman for the SPSC committee. I've been in that position for about 18 months.
Chelsea, you have decided to join us today, so thanks for coming on to 5x5. Can you kind of run through the same thing, your background at the airline, and when you took over as communications chair and how that works with the SPSC committee?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason. I'm a first officer in Denver. I'm coming up on 6 years. Prior to that, I was a flight attendant for Frontier, originally hired in 2011. So I have been around the airline for quite a while, and it's always been the shoe that's fit me. And since I have hopefully a long career ahead of me, I've decided to help wherever I can. I work a little bit with the mentor team. And now I have the honor of stepping in and working with you, Jason, and the rest of the communications committee to see how we can work with the SPSC and get a good push going through the rest of negotiations.
Excellent. It's great having both of you on the show. Let's get into SPSC. Ultimately, my understanding of SPSC is long-term planning, preparing the pilot group, preparing the MEC, the LEC members, everybody, for the round of negotiations in assistance to the negotiating team. Can you, Jeff, highlight how that all works together, how SPSC came in with ALPA, and how it leads to a more organized and structured and aware negotiations process?
Certainly. So basically what we do is in the beginning of the bargaining process, so about 18 to 24 months ago, we sit down with the MEC and we just start working through how the process is going to play out. They're coming up with the bargaining side of it. And then I'm just trying to work to get that information out there. We've done that via airport sits. As time moves on, we'll do some more family awareness events. So we're just trying to, in the beginning, build the unity phase of it so that we can get our pilot group to understanding the process with Section 6, as well as behind the scenes, we're working with the MEC to come up with basically the strategic plan, which sounds kind of redundant, but how are we going to present this to the pilot group? And we do that via social media. We've got the RV, emails. We'll do some advertising and just get everybody on board so that when we go in to the bargaining process, everybody knows what to be expecting as the process moves along.
Along with that, Jeff, what I've really enjoyed watching you do behind the scenes is set up this game of chess that as things progress, you've thought seven moves ahead. So this is what we're doing right now. But then the plan that you've come up with for the next year, 2 years, 1 month, six, all of these different timeline intervals and the different ways that it can go. It's impressive the amount of planning that goes into if this happens, then this happens. So that way we can be able to respond to whatever events are coming at the time.
Oh, exactly. And please don't use the singular with that. I've got a lot of help, including you, my committee members, input from the negotiating committee, from the MEC. This is a team project. It takes a lot of resources, a lot of volunteers to put together this plan and try to keep ahead of what's going on and try to make those strategic moves, you know, be seven steps ahead of the plan going forward.
Jeff, you bring up a great point, and Chelsea, thanks for leading us in that direction. But how is this process going to work? And what sort of training did you receive from ALPA National?
ALPA National has been phenomenal. They got the first round spooled up as we were transitioning from our former FAPA into ALPA. We did that kind of all at once. We were literally within less than 6 months, we went from FAPA to ALPA and into Section 6 negotiations. So they have provided a tremendous amount of resources in the beginning. And then since I've come on, they had a workshop. They brought two members out to Denver and sat down with us for a couple days. And with that being said, they're always there for us. I can pick up the phone, shoot a text, email, any given minute, and I've got somebody that's going to answer questions for me and have resources to help us out here at Frontier. Last month, we had a strategic planning and strike committee workshop out in Vallow at National, and we have a lot of good information. I likened it to a Lego set. You know, you get a Lego set and have to put it together, and it takes a lot of time. Well, National already has your Porsche put together, and all you have to do is change up the tail, wheels, color, whatever you'd like from that standpoint. So it makes it a lot easier for somebody that's, as myself, I'm a line pilot, but I can just jump in and I can call United and they will go, here's what we did 4 months ago, 8 months ago, take this and mold it to however you need it.
Yeah, so you're getting a lot of feedback, obviously, from National. Right, we look at National as leadership, and then we have pilot volunteers, we have staff that works up there, but you're able to tap into other MECs, other SPSC committees, and learn from them, and hopefully improve on or put into work the processes that they've developed to benefit our pilot group.
Exactly, and one of the best examples of that that I found very inspiring was when United spoke about their process that they've just went through the last 12 months. It was pretty amazing. We all know that they shot down their first TA. That usually turns into anywhere from 12 to 24 months before you can spool up again, get new committee members in, and come up with a new plan. And United pulled it off in about 8 months. And they did that because they were actually able to go to Delta and say, how did you guys get through your process? And Delta said, here's our plan. Come down, we'll sit down with you, and we'll walk you through what we did. And they turned around and hammered this out in record time to get their TA voted back in on round two. That's what's fair for us as well. All we have to do is just tap into their resources, and at any given minute, depending on which direction we have to go with negotiations, there's a plan already in process that's been laid out.
What I've found so impressive is just the amount of information that we've been given on how to negotiate that encapsulates all of this Section 6 negotiation, because it's very black and white on what we can and can't do. And then not only that, but how to efficiently do that as a pilot group based on both what we've done in the past that's been successful and then what all of these other ALPA carriers are doing as well.
Well, yeah, as we work with National and come up with ideas, it's just a matter of taking our plan and figuring out which move we need to make. The strategic plan is a very moldable outline, so we can't really pin it down, because any given time with the company, depending on how they're acting, is how we're going to have to change up this plan. We'll have, like Chelsea said, maybe seven or eight different plans that we can just pick from depending on which direction the company sends us.
Yeah, it's incredibly important. And earlier this year, we had that episode that we shared from Delta with Marcus Migliori talking about legal action that's been taken against carriers. And I highly recommend that if you haven't listened to that episode of 5x5, go back and listen to that episode. Know what you're allowed to do, know what you're not allowed to do, and behave in the way that leads to fruitful negotiations. Jeff, can you highlight the importance of these face-to-face meetings, these SPSC events? I'm sure a lot of pilots have been to them. They're a lot of fun.
Yes, the family awareness events have been phenomenal. We do it a couple different ways. We have our family awareness events. The last big one we had was at Casa Bonita in Denver. We had over 200 people show up, and it's great because families are there. You have negotiating committee members and the LEC reps, and that's who the pilots want to hear from. I kind of look at it as the SPSC, you know, we do the organization, get the events put together. But at the end of the day, pilots love face-to-face with their representatives and the negotiating committee. They want it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, because we hear all the rumors online. This could happen, that could happen. When you're sitting there talking with our negotiating committee, they're giving you the straight scoop. Along with the family awareness events, we've done the airport sits. And basically, it's a similar deal, only we're obviously at the airport. Face-to-face time again once with the negotiating committee, with the reps, and people are very engaged when they're at work. I've got 10 minutes, I've got 20 minutes between flights, or I've got a two-hour break. I can sit down and pick the brain of the reps and the negotiating committee and find out what is actually going on.
And that's yet another reason why these airport meetups are so significant. The RLA outlines a lot of what we can't do, but also what we can do. So this is one of the important things that we are able to do. Information is beneficial to both sides in any negotiating scenario. So if we have information that we want to speak in person with our pilots about, the pilots get to give that feedback directly back to the negotiating committee and the MEC and everyone who's involved with the strategic plan. It's that perfect two-way communication that not only can you have all of your questions answered, but if there's any concerns or anything that you want to discuss, this would be the perfect time to do that as well. This time, when we start our airport meetups next week, Jeff, I believe they start on the 10th, so next Sunday, we are going to have forms that if you want to get your thoughts down in writing through the iPads that we hand around as we track attendance and ensure that we're being efficient with the times of these airport sits. You'll also be able to provide any feedback or any comments that you'd like so that we can really get this information and track it.
The negotiating committee has been sending out emails on a regular basis. And this is your opportunity if you have any questions about it, specifics, you know, you're going through PDFs or the information that's been written into them, and you've got a specific question about an aspect that they're negotiating on, whether it's a TA that might have been signed or a positive or negative that you see, you get to provide that to them, and not just in a spoken format, which is always good, but having these forms available, they're going to be able to leave that meeting with a recorded set of things that they're going to go then sit down and review and bring into discussion and talk about. And it could potentially change the way that they look at the negotiation process. Is that correct to say?
Oh, very much so. And that's the whole point of it. You know, we want to get in front of as much as we can. And that's why we want the feedback at these airport sits, family awareness events, whatever avenue that we come up with, we're trying to get information out. But we want the information back from the pilots as well, because things change.
Jeff, obviously there's, with these airport sits and with the amount of information that you're receiving from them, you've got to have a need to grow your team and to have people volunteer and assist in this process. So right now, what do SPSC members of the committee do? What sort of opportunities do they have for future events? Where do you need your help?
Yes, we're always looking for volunteers. Twofold. First of all, I need to build my team up. And second of all, we do have a lot of attrition. We know that's going on here at Frontier. And as every committee does, we lose a lot of committee members. So I'm always looking. And right now, what I'm looking for is some local volunteers in Denver that would like to go out and and spend a couple hours driving the bus around. We have pretty easy access to it, and it's good visibility. And if I can find somebody that just wants to jump in and drive around Denver, make an hour's worth of loops through the Denver airport, it's very big, very bright orange, and people see it. They see our message, and it brings a lot of awareness to our Section 6 negotiations.
Chelsea, what kind of things can the pilot group expect to see from the communications committee?
In order to have a contract go successfully through the ratification process, we have to be together, united as an airline, as pilots of the Frontier airline. So what you'll see is efforts on many different levels to really come together, feedback flowing in both directions, any way that we can to unify so that we can be as successful as possible in this process.
What you just brought up with unity, we're struggling a little bit with the pilot group as from a unity standpoint. And a lot of it stems from, we have a lot of new people coming on property. Some of them don't have any union background. And a lot of them know that they're coming in, they're going to be here for a brief period and move on. And so they don't want to get involved with ALPA. It doesn't really affect them, so to speak. But what I'd like to get out there and let people know is the bulk of you, when you leave Frontier, if you do, are going to probably be at another ALPA carrier. So start your ALPA service now, whether it's volunteering, being involved, and learning what ALPA is all about and how they have brought us to the point we are in our contracts and in the industry.
Yeah, the more support that we have from our pilot group, the more that they understand the Railway Labor Act, the more that they're being engaged and volunteering and keeping abreast to the factual things that are happening through the process, the better it'll help you here, the better it'll help you understand the process and why it is we're sitting at whatever point it might be at that time.
And along with that, those small displays that we can do, like the lanyards, the vests, some of these visual things that we've put out there already and we will expand upon, those, that's just one of the tools that we have that does work. And there's been many other carriers that have been successful with these messages. If we can show our unity, that is going to be what pushes us over the finish line faster than anything else.
Absolutely. Unity in the process is what's going to drive us past the finish line. So get involved, ask questions, utilize these in-person events, and stay engaged. Thank you both for sitting down with me for this episode. Hopefully, it leads to conversations one-on-one amongst each other. And if you have any questions about what we covered today in this episode, feel free to send me a DART via the DART system for the podcast. I look forward to seeing what you thought of this and what you'd like to hear if we have Jeff or Chelsea back on in the future. Jeff, Chelsea, thank you for sitting down and sharing your expertise on the subject today.
Thank you for having us, Jason.
Thank you so much. And Jeff, congratulations on 20 years.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been a wild ride. Never seems to settle down either. Yeah,
well,
thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Jason. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.